At 6:30, it is clear and 64 degrees. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. A Logan County deputy in central Oklahoma is dead, and a suspect this morning is in custody. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol's John Vincent says it all started yesterday morning about 9:30.
The Logan County deputy was serving an eviction notice to the subject on Mawhole Road here in Logan County. During the serving of that notice, there was an event where the deputy was shot.
Deputy David Wade died several hours later. He is the second Oklahoma lawman to be killed within a month. The suspect, 45-year-old Nathan LaForce, has a long criminal past. Tulsa school patrons from Park, Remington, and Porter gather for a meeting on the proposed closings of those schools to save the Tulsa School District money. Some patrons wanted to know why only West Side schools were targeted for closing. They were told that those schools have the lowest enrollments in the district. They will be back. The NCAA announcing yesterday that Tulsa will once again host the men's first and second rounds of the Big Dance. March Madness will return to Tulsa in March of 2019. Tickets to see the Drillers, the Roughnecks, the Thunder, or other pro sports in Oklahoma could get a little more expensive this summer.
State lawmakers are considering a bill to eliminate sales tax exemptions on those tickets. Rep. Leslie Osborne says other forms of entertainment aren't exempt.
If you go to a concert and go see Faith Hill and Tim McGraw next week or in the next 2 weeks, you would be paying a sales tax. If you go to see a movie this weekend, you will be paying a sales tax.
The exemptions were initially crafted to lure professional teams to Oklahoma. Eliminating the exemptions could bring in $1.8 million a year. If House Bill 2350 passes, the change would currently happen July 1st. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
The Bever home in Broken Arrow this morning is a pile of rubble. The home where five people were murdered in 2015 was torn down yesterday. That land will become a memorial park. Governor Fallon delivers a pep talk of sorts to the Tulsa Chamber of Commerce. She was in town last night to discuss economic development. She says despite the state's cash crisis, the Oklahoma economy is improving. The Tulsa Zoo is getting ready for a huge celebration. This Saturday will be the annual Party for the Planet. It is the zoo's Earth Day celebration.
This is an annual event that serves as a prime location for Tulsa Zoo to highlight our commitment to protecting wildlife and wild places for future generations.
The zoo's Callie Burgess says there will be exhibits, zookeeper chats, and lots of games. Our weather forecast, intervals of sun and clouds today, a high of 83, partly clear tonight, down to 63 for an overnight low, with thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Right now, it is clear and 64. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.